Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Swingin' Jazz Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. Looks like winter has returned. We have some snow falling, and the roads may be getting slightly slippery. Fortunately, I have a guest showed up, and we're just delighted to have another swing dancer here in the studio. So let's get our show off to the start. It is episode 81. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And here's a good old favorite that I heard earlier, a few years ago. And then we'll be back with more news. See you shortly.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. Okay, let's get to know the audience a little bit. Hey, what's your name?
Lucy.
Once had a dog named Lucy.
Oh, shit!
I love that bit.
You damn right he did!
Can I get a hey, man?
I said, hey, man!
What's that you say, man?
I said, hey, man!
Give me a whoa, man.
Whoa, whoa, man!
Then give me a woman.
Oh,
I said, hey! I want a two, a three, and a four. Hey! I want a two, a three, and a four. Oh. All right, how's everybody feeling out there? You people can't clap for shit. This show is over.
Hi, this is Kristen O'Neill. I'm from Stratford, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Here I come. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Got a crazy way of swinging. Yes, and I want to get me some. Standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. Yes, standing on. Well, street in mine. With my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Yeah. you. She's mine, oh mine, no matter what she do. Well, I might take a train, I might take a plane, if I have to walk, I'm doing that just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of swinging, I want to rock their song.
Hi folks, we're back. It's your host Jeff Steger in episode 81 of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and tonight I'm just delighted to welcome Mr. Jimmy Prevost here tonight. How you doing, Jim?
Good, man. One of the few people who said Prevost, not Prevost.
Yeah, it's funny how I always have this big discussion with Dave Trim about this, because I always think he gets my name kind of twisted around, but that's I've learned the hard way, Jimmy. I was corrected many times by when I've said your name, so
all right.
I'm glad to get it right. You're very kindly brought some coffee tonight.
Tim Hortons. I think they put crack cocaine in their coffee. There's always a friggin' line up there.
Yeah, I know. It's
it's good stuff, anyway. I'm not nuts about the company, but I love their coffee.
Well, they're certainly a Canadian icon, and maybe they'll be a sponsor at a blues concert sometime, but who knows? I think they're probably more interested in hockey pucks and things like that. But we'll drink their coffee. It's delightful.
That's right.
So you're very busy. You've got a show coming up here soon.
We're doing our version of the Grand Ole Opry. It's called Welcome to Nashville. We were calling it an evening at the Grand Ole Opry, but some legal eagles got after us in the States, and we had to change the name. So it's basically Welcome to Nashville, an evening at the Grand Ole Opry.
Hmm.
We got everybody on there from Hank Williams Sr. to Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Faith Hill, Minnie Pearl is on there. Coming to the center in the square, it's a charity event for the Cardiac Fitness Association and the wonderful work that Dr. John Shaman does out there. Of course,
yes.
I've been a patient of his for 30 years. So I'm glad to do this. It's the third fundraiser I've done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the center in the square. Really looking forward to doing it.
And I'm sure Mr. Dr. Shaman does like the fact you're out doing your swing dancing, good exercise.
Oh, yeah. When I first went out there, he has a little tiny track out in the yard in the back behind the clinic. And I didn't make it an eighth of the way around, I don't think, the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 years ago, of course. So now here I am swing dancing. Amazing what he's done for me. Him and my other doctor, Dr. Paul Denby, who's a GP here in Kitchener. Wonderful guy. They've both been giving me just a wonderful care over the last 30 years, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're all pretty happy to be here, because sometimes it seems kind of crazy what's going on, but we're glad to be here, and I was just thinking about things for you and I to talk about tonight, and did you know I heard today, I understand that there's two women who wrote an advice column, and the last one just died today.
Yeah, dear Abby.
Yeah.
Abigail Vaughn something, she called herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her sister was?
Well, one was Dear Abby, one was Ann Landers.
Ann Landers. Ann Landers died in 2003, I think.
And I think her daughter took over. No, I think the one that just died, her daughter took over column or something like
That's
that.
That's right, Dear Abby's daughter.
So those two ladies were the first of the advice-type columnist-type persons. So there's all kinds nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And I know that Jimmy would recognize those people, so I picked that up. And there's also another one here. There's a new cure for C. difficile. Difficile, that they're gastric and where you get really sick, a stomach flu.
Yeah.
They have these C. difficile, how am I saying that right?
Now you're getting all technical on me. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
It goes through hospitals and everybody makes them sicker than
Yeah. So they're kind of a super bug.
Yeah.
You can't really... They don't have any real antibiotics to take care of it, do they?
That's true. So they found a new treatment for that. Now, just guess what you do. It's called a fecal transplant. Are you afraid yet?
Oh. Really, eh?
Yeah. And I read this in the paper tonight, and this is hitting at about a 75% success rate, this fecal transplant. And the thinking is, you put healthy bacteria in your stomach, and they replace these aberrant ones, the ones that make you sick.
Okay.
But, it's an odd thing how they get the fecal transplant. It doesn't sound right.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, it's just truly amazing what they're doing in medicine.
I know.
You know, and I remember I was talking to some friends just recently about heart transplants. When that happened in 1960, when the first heart transplant took place, it was like a head transplant would be today.
Yeah.
It was just unheard of. We couldn't get enough information on it. We were buying newspapers and stuck in front of the TV and the radio. Yeah, it's amazing what they've come, what they've done with medicine.
We'll see lots more in the future, too. So I picked out some songs here tonight, Jimmy, and I know what you like, and I just thought we'd feature some Canadians. And this is a band called J.W. Jones, and they're from Ottawa, your hometown.
My hometown.
Mm-hmm. And these guys, I think, did actually garner some nominations at the Canadian Blues Awards and the like. So we'll start off one of their songs here, and this is called Shake That Mess. And you're listening to the Swing Jazz and Blues Show tonight. Your host, Jeff Steger. And my special guest tonight is Jimmy Prevost. Rock and roll. We shall be right back.
Shake that mess. Well, shake that mess. Do it for me right now. Yeah, baby, shake that mess around. Have some fun and live while you're alive. If you don't let loose, your soul will surely die. Shake that mess. Well, shake that mess. Do it for me right now. Yes, baby, shake that mess around. Baby,
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Hey, little girl, you don't love me no more. Hey, hey, you don't love me no more. I don't know what's the reason, you never told me so. Hey, hey, girl, try me one more time. Try me one more time. You got to love me, baby, before I lose my mind. Hey, hey, girl, can't you understand? Hey, hey, can't you understand? You know I want to be your loving man.
This is Jim Prevost. I'm with Curtain Call Entertainment, and you're listening to the Swinginest Blues Show Around on Radio 100 Sound FM CKMS. It's run by volunteers in the area. And tune in weekly for some of the Swinginest Blues Around with your host, Jeff Steger.
Thank you. And Dave Trent, we won't forget.
Oh.
Yeah.
Won't forget Dave.
Thanks for doing that, Jim. Yeah,
hey.
You know what I do with these? I like to play these when other shows come on, and it reminds me of those shows they were, that the other visitors had been on with. It's really great.
Well, try taping it next time. I was trying to read it.
No, that's fine. So what's going to happen is I'll just edit that out of the finished when I do the podcast, and it'll be great.
Oh, good.
I want to tell our listeners, we did. I was hoping that we had planned that Melanie would be out tonight, but she sent me an email just at the last at this season's flu and cold has caught up with her, and you know what? I just give Jimmy here a call quick. I said, can you come in tonight? And he very kindly said he would, and
hey.
I am very grateful. So how'd you like that last band? That was J.W. Jones from your hometown of Ottawa. They kind of, that's good dancing stuff, I think, eh?
Yeah, it's fast, but it's good. Yeah. That's a Balboa, I think, that last one. I could jive to that, but it'd be a bit of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good band, though. Great music.
So, with this pile of Canadian talent, I'd like to do a show sometime where it was just all Canadian ones, and I was thinking about playing some Water Street tonight. They're playing this Saturday. There's the Hockey Rocks at the auditorium.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. We're all going to that. Don't forget Jack DeKaiser's coming.
Yes, he is the Lancaster that night. So
we'll be dancing to that.
We're pretty lucky here to have a lot of good stuff.
Right.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
And, of course, there's always Wednesday nights at the O'Brien's, huge variety of people. It's jam night, and if you play the guitar, sing, the band will make room for you, and you will do your thing. And
you're playing with some of the first call musicians around. They're the best around. I used to use them in jingles 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, my other life.
Yeah, well, you've done many things. Do you do that yet at all, the jingles?
Jingles, not really. Up until a couple of years ago, I'd be doing a few a year, but, I mean, I made my living at that for a number of years, and I've still got jingles in Newfoundland, to B.C., all over Canada. Some of them getting pretty old, but they're still playing them.
Well, they must be good, the quality stuff, because they're still playing them. You know,
I think so. We won a lot of awards for excellence in advertising.
Did you, was it hard to get the right jingle? Would you do it like 5-6 times or something to get lucky to get on the first or second crack?
Oh, my goodness.
Crack?
It really depended. We try to get the people with experience in the studio, you know, and get them in and out as quickly as we could. But some of them took quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, back in our busy day, we'd have 12, 14 jingles in the can at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd bring a horn section in, they do all in for maybe 3 jingles. Bring in a keyboard player, and he'd do 4 or 5 spots on different jingles. You know, you didn't just bring a band in and sing a jingle.
Yeah.
You did them all in little bits and pieces, you know.
Oh, okay.
So when you had 12, 14 different projects going, you got really busy. I was either in a plane or in the car or in the studio.
And then you had to go to this to take all these tracks together and mix it in the studio somewhere.
You know, we did all that in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, I counted on really good engineers. A fellow in town here named Fred Smith did a lot of my work.
Oh, I know Fred, yeah.
Yeah, well, Fred, he's amazing. That guy can do anything.
Yeah.
He can build houses. Yeah. He can finish cupboards. I mean, everything he does extremely well, and he's an amazing mixer as well, and a musician, too.
Well, I think he's still playing over at Little Lulu's, isn't he?
He used to.
He used to.
I haven't really talked to him for about 2 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think I've seen him. I know I saw him one time. I think it was over at the Blue Moon there one time. I was out and
he's been playing there years.
Yeah,
years. Yeah.
So, there is. We can maybe do a few announcements while we're at here, Jimmy. There's this ones we mentioned now this weekend is of course the Hockey Rocks and Jack DeKaiser.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday the afternoon is the Dixieland guys over on Regina Street. They've been going for some time. And so if you want to do that on a Saturday afternoon, that's lots of fun. Also, we have the Hammer Hopper monthly dance is coming up. That's not till Wednesday, February 13th, next month. I'm a little bit ahead of that. There's lots. And the Jazz Room is playing. And heard some from some friends that they've had some great shows there. And there's a great time at the both nights in the weekend. I think it's Friday and Saturday. Don't they play jazz up there? I'm not mistaken. So, lots of things to go out and do. So, I just played those JW band there. I think I'm going to play one here now with, this is Chris Whiteley and Diana Braithwaite. And it's a little change of pace a bit, but this is a nice tune. And I hope you'll stay tuned in, folks. We'll be back shortly with my guest, Jimmy Prevo. And this is your host, Jeff Steger, for the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3.
Turned on you. down to size. So baby, don't apologize.
Hi, this is Sean Brown, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. Hallelujah, 'cause I'm faithful.
that music brings.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hi, this is Jimmy Pro, Curtain Call Entertainment. You're listening to the sound of swinging blues on CKMS 100.3 FM. Tune in weekly for the best music in KW, played by your host, Jeff Steger.
Thanks.
Hey.
Oh, that is better. I shut off my old microphone. Thanks for doing that, Jim.
Am I getting better at it?
Oh, yeah. You get hired one of these days. I know it.
Oh, I'd be better off if I didn't have to read this stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, when you stop and have to think of what you're saying.
When you're reading it, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll try it again later.
Well, yeah, no,
I keep going until I get it right.
We can make it. This actually, it's a lot of fun. I like this. That's a good idea.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
Just want to tell our listeners, the songs you listened to there were Diana Braithwaite and Chris Whiteley, the first, and the next second song there was Susan Tedeschi. And just want to say while we're on the air here that this is the first anniversary dance night for the Fratburger Swing and Blues Night. So, as we speak, they're down there at the Fratburger on the corner of University and King, and they are having a great time, I'm sure. So big hats off to those guys, and I don't want to forget it, and I'm glad that Dave did last week, that we want to thank all of our volunteers that help out in our scene. And just to mention it once again, thanks to Jen Sear for putting together that T for Two. You know, the newsletter, I don't know if you had a chance to read that or not. Jimmy, do you get that on the email?
No, I didn't.
It's also posted on, I think, the Facebook page for, the Hepcat Hoppers. And so she puts together a newsletter at some or more or less regular frequency and has stories about dancers and things and events coming up. So
let's talk about my show again.
Yeah. Well, I'll make you a deal. You got to, do a proper, if you do real good.
A read?
A real good read. Right. Then we can talk about your show again.
Oh, well, we have to talk about, you mean the show that's coming to the Center Square in 2 weeks?
Yeah, the one that's the special for Mr. Shaman.
Right, the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Welcome to Nashville. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it again.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it now, but it's 2 weeks from now anyway. Yeah.
Jimmy, you were on our show before, and you told us your story about how you first got into swing dancing, and we can just cover that again just real quick, because I think a lot of people do enjoy and see themselves in other people's experience of swing dancing. And so, if I'm not mistaken, you were invited out by a mutual friend of ours, Vivian, and you...
Vivian and I are old friends, and yep. She got into it, and she thought this would be perfect for me, and it was. Took me a while to learn, but it was worth every moment I spent trying to learn. And I just had a great time. It's one of my main passions right now. And I can't imagine life without it. It's as important to me as music and friends and everything else. Glad to be part of the KW Swing Dance Society.
And I think a lot of people can really get that, because, you know, whether you saw it or whether a friend invited you out, and once you're hooked and you meet the people, it's just a real, real good time. And so many events to go to. I mean, like,
oh yeah,
I hate to think of the number of times you went down to Toronto for swing dancing. Would that be a big? That would be a big inventory, wouldn't it?
Oh, we had a great time. We used to load the van up and just head down there.
Oh,
we still go
that,
down.
Man.
We still go down and we go to Hamilton. What a great bunch of people! This swing dance society is really as much about the people as it is the music.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a really good friend who I love dancing with. Her name's Kelly Kirkham.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's just an amazing dancer. So it's just people like her that make the swing dance scene what it is. a huge success for me and I think most of the people. As you know, I'm years older than most of them. I'm sort of the grandpa of this group.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I've always felt at home with the young people here, the kids, and they just welcome me. And they're just the same as my older friends, really.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just one big happy family. A swing dancing is the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
I've heard that said before.
Yes, I tried to get that on a business card once, and I think I got overruled.
And would that be by anybody we know?
Yeah, me.
Oh, okay. Wasn't too sure whether maybe
the... You mean they came up with that saying? You mean?
Yeah, I got overruled on...
Oh, honest. I don't know. Probably some of the older women, you know how they are.
Yeah. Just help me pick out some more songs for our next set here, Jimmy. Do you want to hear something from...
you know what? As much as I love this blues, and I do, I love it. It's just an amazing... all this swing stuff is part of my repertoire at home. But I love rockabilly music, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And in case people out there don't know it, country music is a really good genre of music to swing dance to. So, you can swing dance to rockabilly. You can't blues to it.
Yeah.
But you can jive to it, or East Coast, as they call it.
Why don't you give me an idea what to... I'll pick one out here if you want to keep talking for a second, if you give me an idea what you might like to hear for rockabilly.
Okay, I'll talk for a few minutes. I got six shows coming up in Listowel.
But you got to give me a song first. How about Dion and the Belmonts? I played that last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Run Around Sue?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. Is that good? Okay,
that's a good slow jive, I guess you'd call it, yeah.
Okay, here's the deal.
I think I danced with that same girl, Kelly Kirkham, to that song last night. And she is just drop-dead gorgeous. It's fun to dance with her.
You are the luckiest guy in the world.
I've got some amazing friends.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to find a Run Around Sue song, and you can talk about whatever you want. And then when I put my hand up, I'm just playing the song, or I'll cut you off. So the timer is ticking.
Okay. Well, we got five shows coming up in a little venue in Listowel called Theater 311. It's right on the way in as you come from Elmira. It's a converted church. It holds about 130 seats. And we're doing a Valentine's show there, Patsy Cline. We're doing a Mother's Day show. That'll be Elvis. And I believe that's going to be a dinner and show. We have Beatlemania coming, and we have Johnny Cash coming. Just a whole... We have an Irish show for St. Patrick's Day.
Holy smokes, they're fun to sign, Jimmy.
I'm busy, man. I'm busy. And, of course, we got the Center in the Square show that we're doing for Dr. Shaman at the Cardiac Fitness Association at the Center in the Square 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful show. It's a big show. It's like the Grand Ole Opry, only bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to play your song.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Carry on.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey. Keep away from a run around sewer. Keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do.
or she goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and a story from that guy who knows I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew today. I keep away from a run around Sue. Yeah, stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now?
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoe. Lock it. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Well, it's a blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue.
That was my stuff, man. Hi, this is Jim Prevost from Curtain Call Entertainment. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 FM. Tune in weekly for the best music in KW played by your host, Jeff Steger. And we'll read that again later on.
I think we're going to have more fun tonight getting that, you know. It, but they all sound good. I love them.
Like, I think the next one I'll try not reading it. Just wrap something
just
up.
Pretend you're on a pulpit or something and preaching it. There. Oh, boy. So anything else happening there on your BlackBerry? I see you're getting some of our audiences.
Well, you know that lovely lady I was telling you about, Kelly Kirk?
Oh, yes.
My God, she's just something else. I think she was probably Miss World at one time. She's long, slender, and drop-dead gorgeous, and she just texted me to say thank you for mentioning her name.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
Well, we're lucky.
Well, it wasn't so much as a thank you as it was I know I'm listening. So isn't that neat?
Well, we're always grateful to have our listeners, and there's been great support from the community. It's very gratifying as host Dave Trin and I and the other host that's been on there to see the uploads of the podcast from over the years. And we hope you do enjoy our variety of shows. You know, we've had guests on like Jimmy and other people from the community. We've had people singing on the show, and we've had also we've really had good luck with the West Coast series of shows.
Yes.
So, you know, they're going to have their dance coming up on February the 13th, and we're looking forward to having someone from the West Coast scene come out and play. We had Ali Rajabi last time, and he played a bunch of songs that are going to play that on the West Coast. And so we're really glad to have support from the community, and we want to put that
absolutely
back.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I grow up, I want to be a DJ.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know,
it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you get to hang around studio, these guys are wandering around, and, you know, they barf and they, belch and all that kind of stuff. And
well, I thought you guys would be all high on pot, but it's a pretty straight place here.
We're high on life here, man.
Oh, man, there you go.
You know, we're dancing, we're making music.
There you go.
It's just awesome.
Can I tell a dirty joke? I guess not on the air, eh?
Well, you know, is it like the white cow fell in the mud pile or something?
No, it's more like, I can tell. I got one I can tell.
Okay.
It's just a little off color.
Okay.
I went to the Y yesterday for the first time. I was swimming at the Y, and the lifeguard caught me peeing in the pool. Well, he yelled at me so loud I almost fell in. That's it.
Okay, that's good.
But where's the drum sound?
Well, you know, you could tell some jokes, but, you know, you wouldn't want to offend some of our great fans like Kelly Kirkham. So she'd be okay with that.
She's pretty cool. I could tell a little worse than that if it was her.
You could?
Oh, yeah. She's got a great sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you know, you can certainly, maybe after your fourth try at a good promo, we'll do another joke and we'll be right on the...
I'll try and think of a clean enough one to tell.
Okay. So are you going down to, you think about going down to London? Oh, that's not till February. Or to Hamilton. Let's forget that. I wish we could move on to some more announcements. That's what I'm getting to here, Jimmy. Let me do a few announcements here, what's going on. And if you want to pitch in and talk to them a little bit, that'd be great. So, first of all, we just want to say there's a new dance schedule. The new dance schedule is on now at Hepcat Hoppers. That's when you go to their website. And they have Lindy Hop, Charleston Balboa, choreography and performance blues, and West Coast swing lessons. All the way for this next 6 weeks. I think this is week number 2 of 6, so there's still room, I think, to get involved in those classes. Check with the organizers. There's probably a spot they can pluck you in there somewhere. A real tradition here in Kitchener Lucene is the annual Chocolate Blues Party. One of our dance members is going to have that at February 23rd at his place over in Kitchener on Summerfeld Place. And hey, you guys. Anyway, I guess we got a conversation going on here. Let me just wrap this up before I get into the song here. This deserves a separate thing. There's a workshop coming up, and I'll talk a bit about it later. And since we get such a yak going, I'm going to play some songs. Get these guys to calm down a bit. Let me just go through our list here, and I'll just tell you we're in the Swing and Blues show, and I'm desperately searching for something. So. Here's one by, I like this one. Here's one by Gordon Webster. We'll be right back, folks.
To seal his fate at San Quentin, they jet him up late. But on that ocean, John did escape, 'cause the guards forgot to lock that golden gate.
Long gone from Kentucky, long gone, if he left.
Hi, this is Amy Nylan from Waterloo, and you're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Yells, Massachusetts, I'll be there with bells. Massachusetts, homesick as can be. Massachusetts, only place for me. Massachusetts, got a special date with that New England state. How my heart will knock, Massachusetts, to see Plymouth Rock. Massachusetts, want to roam around. Massachusetts, in Nantucket town. Massachusetts, I can hardly wait. I hope the train ain't late. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there. Neath blue skies above, Massachusetts, with the one I love. Massachusetts, just like Jack and Jill. Massachusetts, we'll climb Bunker Hill. Massachusetts, spread the news around. I'm Massachusetts bound. Massachusetts, Boston, if you please. Massachusetts, where they can't say cat. Massachusetts, and they aren't say at. Massachusetts, spread the news around. I'm Massachusetts bound.